Time for Crime Stoppers, our weekly segment with Lieutenant Don Stone from BRPD. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Who are we looking for this morning?
Oh, we got a couple good ones this morning. Ascension Parish Sheriff's Office has contacted us, asked us to put a little information out on this individual, Ryan Lance Redinger. He's a white male, 5'7", 185 pounds. He's wanted by the Ascension Parish Sheriff's Office for 13 counts of simple burglary and felony theft. He went over to his employer's storage facility at one of these little private storage areas where you store stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he went into the storage units somewhat 13 different times, stealing tools and stuff out of it, and then pawned this stuff his name. So it made it pretty easy for them to find out who was responsible for stealing this stuff, being that he pawned it at a pawn shop in his name. It's about $25,000 worth of tools and miscellaneous items that that the victim's out of. So they have a warrant for his arrest. Ryan Lance Redinger is a white male, 5'7", 185 pounds, and he's wanted for 13 counts of burglary and felony theft. His photograph is on our website. You can go to it and see him. You may recognize, may know who he is.
And what kind of business was this? Was this their primary business? Was they were a storage company where people rent storage lockers?
The warrant doesn't specify the name of the business, but apparently it was a business that was off-site and storage stuff there at the storage facility in Ascension Parish.
Goodness.
Now, interesting, yeah. He'd be clever enough to pull off the burglary and steal the goods, but not smart enough to realize that you can't exactly pawn them without getting caught.
You'd be surprised how many people think they get away with that kind of stuff.
Got to have ID when you pawn something.
Exactly. Number two this morning, another smart individual. The East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office is looking for a white male, Dayton Corby Wilkins, a.k.a. Corby Wilkins. Now, this incident occurred back in April of 2014. This individual and a co-defendant, who has since been arrested, were responsible for using counterfeit $20 bills at a department store over on Segan Lane.
I remember this case.
Back whenever they started investigating it early, they arrested the co-defendant. I do not have his information. They tracked it to a hotel there off the Segan Lane area. They went into the hotel room, found monies that were consistent with the same monies that he was using, because they were using the same counterfeit bills, all had the same serial numbers on them.
Whoa.
So they tracked it. They tracked their investigation led them to this person, who was also responsible for it, Dayton Corby Wilkins. Now, Mr. Wilkins' last known address is in the St. Francisville area, West Feliciana Parish. So he may still be laying his head up there somewhere in West Feliciana Parish. And he's wanted for 9 counts of monetary instrument abuse, which is basically the technical term for passing counterfeit money.
Let me ask you, EBR Sheriff's Office is looking for this guy.
That's correct.
Where is the United States Secret Service on this? I thought they handled things like counterfeiting and all that.
They handle large volumes of it, and they're made aware of cases such as this. But, you know, if you would come across a massive production location where somebody's producing tons and millions of dollars of money, they would probably come into it. But something where these two individuals are I'm assuming, printing this stuff up on a printer, not doing a very good job of it, although they're able to pass it at the department store for some time, but they did eventually get caught. The local PDs handle this kind of stuff, but they still let the Secret Service know so they can be aware of what's going on.
It would seem to me that if the money is printed on just paper, that it would really stick out.
Well, they're using...
I mean, this isn't really... Technically, this is not paper. This is fabric that money's printed on.
Is that a counterfeit you're showing me there?
No. I mean, this is real. I'm
looking
at some
real... into that.
I got some real bills here in my pocket.
Well,
and
you think
technically,
they're real.
It's
you know,
it's
any
fabric.
Individual... At any time, any individual could have a counterfeit bill in their pocket. You know, myself, I could go to the store and they could swipe it with a little pen or put it under a detector and tell me it's counterfeit. There's a lot of that going on out there. Of course, there's no intent on my part. I don't know the difference between them. It's pretty difficult sometimes. They're making very good quality counterfeit bills out there.
Well, but, and the problem is, once it's discovered, the customer is long gone usually,
right,
and the store
right.
is out the money.
Right, mm-hmm. right. But then you got these guys here who are printing up $20 bills with all the same serial numbers on them, you know? So they're counterfeiting one. They're taking one $20 bill and just making a bunch of them using the same serial number on every one of them.
Let's recap both guys and give them the number and direct them to your website. Take a look at the picture.
Yes, please do. The first one was wanted by the Ascension Parish Sheriff's Office for 13 counts of simple burglary and felony theft. That's Ryan Lance Redinger. Ryan Lance Redinger, 5 feet 7, 185 pounds, born in 1965. The second one wanted by the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office for 9 counts of monetary instrument abuse. That's passing counterfeit monies and theft. His name is Dayton Corby Wilkins, also known as Corby Wilkins. He's 6'1", 185 pounds, and he was born in 1980 and believed to be somewhere in the West Feliciana Parish area, St. Francisville specifically. Both of these individuals are wanted on felony charges. Crime Stoppers will pay a cash reward for information that leads to their arrest. You can go to our website, CrimeStoppersBR.com. We got a nice photograph of both of them under I Wanted Suspects.
All right, Lieutenant Don Stone with Crime Stoppers. Remember, you don't have to give your name. 344-STOP. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, guys. See you next Tuesday. Mm-hmm.